Chapter 2. The Dangerous Inequality. We gathered at our cottage in western New York State on a Friday afternoon, had a meal, got some sleep, and met at our dining room table the next morning with coffee, tea, and cereal. Andrew had provided us with copies of his findings the night before, but none of us had really studied them. So Andrew took us through the charts he'd created. He's good company. Still boyish, but frighteningly informed, with a quick wit, wonkish black eyeglasses, and a shock of brown hair over his brow. Okay, gents, income is what's at the top of our minds. So let's start there, Andrew said. All the numbers in these charts include transfer benefits, all government support, food stamps, unemployment insurance, state and local supplemental income, and more. He showed us a chart on how income is distributed across the American population. It confirmed what many have been saying about income inequality, so it wasn't a surprise. If you check this column over on the right, he said, that's more dramatic. It revealed the percentage of total personal income in the United States that each group receives. People in the top 5% of earning power in our country receive almost 20%.